So, Grace, where did you study abroad?
I did my semester in the fall of my junior year in Sevilla.
That's awesome. And why'd you choose Sevilla?
So I knew I wanted to be somewhere in Europe because it's just in terms of the connection, being able to ease of travel, it made the most sense for me. And I'm really indecisive, so I was like, how am I going to possibly pick out of all these European countries? But I took Spanish throughout high school and had a wonderful doctorate professor. And so I was like, you know what? I can choose between Sevilla and Barcelona. And I just really didn't know anything about Sevilla going into, and I liked the discomfort of that, not knowing, and so that's why I chose Sevilla.
What was one of the experiences that impacted you most?
So I think the biggest thing for sure, which I think many that stay in a homestay can attest to this, was just being in that homestay setting. And for me, I was really excited because I'm so close with my family, and that's such an integral part of who I am, that I had signed up for a multi-person homestay. And before I left for Sevilla, I was told that I had this multi-person homestay. Carmen, her daughter Diana, and then her daughter Diana's son Guillermo. Well, it turns out that it was just Carmen and I. And her daughters are grown, they're in their 40s. And so Dianita and Diana and Guillermo did come over, but it's because Diana worked from an office nook in Carmen's home. So largely it was my new abuela, Carmen, and I. And Carmen did not speak a lick of English. And I strategically wanted a multi-person because younger generations are more likely to speak English, which is not the greatest thing, but it is partially my thinking about that. And when I didn't have that at first, and when Carmen didn't even know hello in English, I was really nervous. I was really overwhelmed when I first got to Sevilla. My luggage was lost. She was talking to me in Spanish, and also the dialect of Sevilla is so different than the Spanish I learned. And so I just started bawling as she was talking to me about the house, like rules and directions and things like that. And she just holds me and whispers sweet nothings in my ear, and she's so sweet. It's just that grandmotherly feel that you can only pray for. And it was a struggle, and I'd be lying if I said it wasn't a struggle. But Google Translator became our third family member, day in and day out. And we used that every day, almost all the time, for the first 3 weeks, probably. But then we started becoming more comfortable, and we really fed off one another. And it was really incredible because as the months progressed, and probably about halfway through at the 2.5 month mark, Carmen and I were sitting down during our usually like hour to 3 hour lunches. And we were just talking, and we got into really deep conversation really fast. And we were talking about faith and how important that is, and the meaning of family, and how family are the only people that are there for you through and through, no matter what, whenever. And that doesn't necessarily mean blood, but a lot of the times it is your blood family, and how that love is just so integral, and how she views me as her American daughter, and how I viewed her as the grandmother that I'm able to share so many experiences with that I can't share with my grandmothers at home, because my maternal grandmother has Alzheimer's and my paternal grandmother has frontal lobe dementia. So in this time of my young adult experience, I haven't really been able to share these conversations with them, or my study abroad experience, or things that you just feel as you grow from a child to a young adult. And so it was so special because I realized that even though I'd really wanted a multi-person homestay, Carmen was exactly what I needed and the capacity that I needed at that point in time, because she really did become like my third grandmother, and she and I are still in contact today, and we'll check in on each other. And it's just so sweet, and it's so special because love can transcend something that has a boundary as great of language. And sometimes you think like, oh, if we don't speak the same language, how can we possibly communicate? But we did, and we were able to have a conversation to that degree of depth, and it was just so special, and something that I really don't have words to begin to express my gratitude for.
That's amazing. Thank you for sharing.
Thank you.